Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be guest of honour at Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in Male this afternoon. Prime Minister to also launch development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu this evening. Kargil Vijay Diwas being celebrated across the country today to honour bravery of Indian soldiers during 1999 Kargil War. Bihar government raises monthly pension of journalists from 6,000 to 15,000 rupees in the state. Cross-border fighting between Thailand and Cambodia enters third day. Death toll rises to 33. And in chess, Kuneru Hampi to face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in final of FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Male, today. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the invitation of President Mohamed Moeizu. Yesterday, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Moeizu and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day.
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इस वर्ष भारत मालदीव संबंधों की भी 60वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई जा रही है। भारत और मालदीव के संबंध सदियों पुराने हैं। हम पड़ोसी हैं, साझेदार हैं और जरूरत के समय साथ खड़े रहने वाले सच्चे मित्र हैं। जैसा मैंने पहले भी कहा है, मालदीव भारत की नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी में विशेष स्थान रखता है।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हेल्ड अ मीटिंग विद मालदीव्स वाइस प्रेसिडेंट हुसैन मोहम्मद लतीफ टुडे। द टू लीडर्स डिस्कस द की पिलर्स ऑफ द इंडिया मालदीव्स फ्रेंडशिप, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy and more. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the close collaboration between the two nations has greatly benefited their people and both the countries look forward to deepening their partnership in the years to come. In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Modi held discussions with Speaker of the People's Majlis, that is the Maldives Parliament, Abdul Rahim Abdullah. They talked about the deep-rooted inter-Maldives friendship, including the close relationship between their respective parliaments. The formation of the Inter-Maldives Parliamentary Friendship Group was welcomed as a positive step for bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi also met with former President of Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed. Their discussion centered on the importance of Maldives as a valued pillar of India's neighbourhood first policy and Mahasagar vision. Prime Minister Modi assured that India will continue to support Maldives through capacity building and developmental cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport around 7:45 in the evening. Mr. Modi will also lay foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvadirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangainkonda Cholapuram Temple in Arialur district. Industrial forums in Tuticorin have welcomed the much-awaited inauguration of the new airport terminal building, highlighting the development as a significant boost for the region's industrial sector and cargo handling capabilities. Pon Venkatesh, Secretary of Indian Chambers of Commerce, said that it will be a boost to the export activities from Tuticorin.
We have been long awaiting this moment when the expansion of the airport will take place, the runway, all the facilities and all. So it's a welcome step for the entire southern districts of Tamil Nadu, which will generate a lot of employment opportunities for this entire area, which will propel the economy of the nation.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
The sprawling expansion of Muthunagar Airport is a hope for the travelers. The government is focusing on Udaan scheme to increase air connectivity throughout the country. The airport will connect Kulasekarapattanam, the second spaceport for ISRO, the famous Tiruchendur temple, and also to the nearby district air travelers. This is expected to boost trade and investment. The major exports here include general cargo, building materials, liquid cargo, sugar, granite and limonite ore. Prime Minister will leave for Tiruchi from here tonight to participate in birthday celebration of Emperor Rajendra Chola I. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Tuticorin.
Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has hailed the recently signed Free Trade Agreement or FTA between India and the UK as a game changer. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that the trade deal opens up vast opportunities across multiple sectors while safeguarding core interests.
A game-changing free trade agreement jo apar avsar leke bharat ke kisanon ke liye bharat ke udyamiyon ke liye msme sector ke liye kamgaron ke liye yuva yuvtiyon ke liye machhuaron ke liye har varg ke liye alag alag labh bada labh dene ka kaam karega abhi tak jitne free trade agreement hue usme sabse bada mahatvapurn और कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट यूके और इंडिया का रहा है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल एट एआईआर न्यूज अलर्ट्स एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दी स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड द न्यूज ऑन एआईआर ऐप. वेलकम बैक, यू लिसनिंग टू मिडडे न्यूज. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. Our correspondent has filed this report.
On Kargil Divas, the nation is remembering the brave soldiers of the motherland who sacrificed their lives in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1999. The day marks the success of Operation Vijay against Pakistan in the Kargil War. In this operation, the Indian Armed Forces re-established control over those regions in Kargil in Jammu Kashmir where Pakistani soldiers and terrorists had infiltrated. The Kargil War, which lasted for about 60 days, ended on this day. The daunting peaks of the Himalayas peeled in front of the valor of the Indian forces as they delivered a befitting reply to the Pakistani army and hoisted the tricolor. Brave soldiers including Captain Vikram Batra, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey, Lieutenant Keshing Clifford Nongrum and Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav led from the front to deliver a decisive blow to Pakistan. Even adverse geographical conditions could not shake the strong resolve of the Indian Armed Forces as each soldier presented an example of amazing bravery in the war. With Aman Yadav, Adarsh for Akashwani News.
President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. In her message, the president said, "The day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers." She added that their dedication and supreme sacrifice for the nation will forever inspire the citizens. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honour the brave soldiers. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh and Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also paid tributes to the soldiers. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has said that during Operation Sindoor, the Indian Armed Forces showed the same valour as in Kargil, destroying Pakistan's terrorist infrastructure and achieving a decisive victory. After paying tributes to the fallen soldiers at the Kargil War Memorial, on the occasion of the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas in Dras, General Dwivedi highlighted the success of Operation Sindoor. He said, "The Indian Army decisively struck terror infrastructure in response to enemy aggression."
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भी भारतीय सेना ने उसी अदम्य साहस और दृढ़ संकल्प के साथ पाकिस्तान समर्थित टेररिस्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को निशाना बनाया और पाकिस्तान की अन्य आक्रामक कार्रवाइयों को प्रभावशाली ढंग से विफल करते हुए एक निर्णायक जीत हासिल की। पहलगाम में हुई कायरतापूर्ण आतंकी हमला पूरे देश के लिए गहरी चोट था, लेकिन इस बार भारत ने सिर्फ शोक नहीं जताया बल्कि ठान लिया कि अब जवाब निर्णायक होगा। देशवासियों का अटूट विश्वास और सरकार द्वारा दी गई रणनीतिक स्वतंत्रता से भारतीय सेना ने एक सुनियोजित सटीक और निर्णायक जवाब दिया।
Union ministers Mansukh Mandviya and Sanjay Seth also paid tributes to the fallen heroes at the Kargil War Memorial this morning. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has announced a monthly pension of 15,000 rupees for journalists in the state. Making the announcement this morning on social media, the Chief Minister said that under the Bihar Journalist Samman Pension Scheme, all eligible journalists will now get a pension amount of 15,000 rupees per month instead of the earlier 6,000 rupees. Mr. Kumar said he has instructed the Information and Public Relations Department to take necessary steps in this regard. In Jharkhand, three members of the banned Naxalite organization JJMP were killed in an encounter with the police in Ghagra police station area of Gumla district this morning. The encounter took place between Jharkhand Jaguars and district police forces. The police have recovered the bodies of all three Naxals. An AK-47 and two INSAS rifles have also been recovered from the spot. Cross-border fighting between Thailand and Cambodia entered its third day today, raising the death toll to 33. Cambodia reported 13 fatalities, including 8 civilians, while Thailand confirmed 20 dead, among them 14 civilians. Over 1.3 lakh people have fled Thailand's border regions and more than 35,000 have been displaced in Cambodia. Fighting continued despite Cambodia's call for an immediate ceasefire at the UN Security Council. Meanwhile, Indian Embassy in Cambodia has advised Indian nationals to avoid travelling to the border areas in view of the ongoing clashes at the Cambodia-Thailand border. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, Orissa, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and Karaikal today. Parts of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana, and Himachal Pradesh are also expected to experience moderate to heavy rainfall, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning, till the 29th of this month. Meanwhile, Delhi woke up to a light drizzle today, bringing respite from the hot and humid weather in the national capital. On to sports now. In chess, Kuneru Hampi will face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia today. The All-Indian clash guarantees a spot in next year's FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament, where the winner will earn the right to challenge Yu Wenjin for the World Championship title. This is a momentous occasion for women's chess in India, with both a winner and runner-up positions secured in a tournament of such a global stature. In cricket, host England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544 for 7 against India on day 4 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The hosts were leading by 186 runs at stumps on day 3 yesterday. Ben Stokes and Liam Dawson were at the crease. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be guest of honour at Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in Mali this afternoon. Prime Minister to also launch development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu this evening. Kargil Vijay Diwas being celebrated across the country today to honour bravery of Indian soldiers during 1999 Kargil War. Bihar government raises monthly pension of journalists from 6,000 to 15,000 rupees in the state. Cross-border fighting between Thailand and Cambodia enters third day. Death toll rises to 33. And in chess, Kuneru Hampi to face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in final of FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia today. And with that, we end the midday news.